knowledge is the secret of transformation. If you are receiving the right and positive knowledge, you will be transformed into a better version of you. So the knowledge that you are receiving must bring transformation, and you must decide to renew your mind so that you are changed into a better version of you. So whatever you receive in form of knowledge will either deform you or transform you. There's always a better version of you that you must become. If you're a child of God, you must understand that until you leave this earth, there is always room for improvement. You must always crave to see a better version of you. Hallelujah.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. So today I want to minister on becoming a better version of you. And we will start today. There's always a better version of you that you must become. If you're a child of God, you must understand that until you leave this earth, there is always room for improvement. All right? When you hear the word perfection and you look at your current state, you see that you are very far away from perfection in every area, and therefore you cannot say you have arrived. You must always crave to see a better version of you. All right? Hallelujah. The companies of this world that you know that have become very successful are companies that are always thinking about bringing out better versions of their product so that people will have access to a better version of what they brought. Maybe a year ago, some of the companies are so serious that every year they bring out a new version. Every year. And amazingly, you may think people will get tired of them. People actually want to throw away the old version and go for the new version. Though the new version is even expensive, more, some of them are much more expensive than the old one. People prefer the new versions. I tell you, your value will keep reducing if you keep the old version of you. The better you become, the more valuable you are. In God's plan, okay, and fulfilling your purpose on earth. So I really want you to pay attention, because at the end of this subject, I would want you to say, ha, I will become a better version of myself. Hallelujah. So everybody is looking for iPhone, whatever. Even the car manufacturers, it's amazing. Every year, there some of the car manufacturers, they give themselves maybe 5 years, then they bring out another one. But you see, the moment they release a new one, everybody's looking out for what will be the next one that they will release. You see that there's a lot of creativity at work. And it's amazing how they are able to improve on the older version. You see, some of them, sometimes it is not so much of an addition. But you see, the cameras were 2 in the old one, they make it 3 in this one. Do you understand the point? Is somebody here at all? They add some kind of detail that was not in the first one. And somebody says, but this one and the old one are the same. Who told you it's not? If even it was a line they added, it is new. Is somebody listening at all? You must get tired of keeping the older version of yourself and decide to become a better version of you. And I'm saying, becoming a better version of you, the road to greatness. Hallelujah. Is somebody here at all? Praise the Lord. So let's begin today. I know that we will not finish, but we will start. Now, one thing I want you to settle in your heart is that knowledge is the secret of transformation. Knowledge is what? The secret of transformation. So, if you are receiving the right and positive knowledge, you will be transformed into a better version of you. Okay? So, whatever you receive in form of knowledge will either deform you or transform you. So, you know, deformity is transformation in a negative sense. So, the knowledge that you are receiving must bring transformation, and you must decide to renew your mind so that you are changed into a better version of you. So, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that popular scripture, let's read it. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed," okay, "by the renewing of your mind." That by the renewing, you see, "be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." But you see, he says, don't conform to the standards. You can be transformed into a better person. How would that happen? You must renew your mind. But with what material do you renew your mind? Okay? So with the word of God, with the knowledge of God's word, you renew your mind and you will be transformed. Say transformed. 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 Beautiful. So Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. So he tells the child of God, the new creation in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:10, he says, "And have put on," okay, let's read verse 9. "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man," old version. Hey, who still uses Nokia 3310? If you really want to get acquainted with today's world, you need newer versions, all right? Now, with the one in Christ, he says, "We have put off the old man with his deeds." We have put off the old man with his deeds. The old version of ourselves, we put it off. Then verse 10, he says, "And have put on the new man." So now you are a new man in Christ Jesus. Which is renewed. How do you renew the new man? Which is renewed in what? Knowledge. Renewed in knowledge. So this new man, the renewed there, though you read it in English as past tense, it is actually a continuous tense. So you continue to see a renewing of this new man. Say renewal. Renewal. Say renewal. Renewal. So when Apple brings out a new version, it is not the beginning of Apple. It is a renewal of all that they've been doing already. Okay? A newer version. So it says, this new man is renewed in knowledge. Then he gives you the picture of perfection he wants us to meet. He says, after the image of him that created him. Wow. That means in God's mind, we are supposed to be getting better and better and better and better until we reach our fullest potential. And the fullest potential, the image, the likeness he wants us to become is God himself. Hey, ask somebody, do you understand what I'm doing? That's a wow. So this new man is renewed in what? So what is the raw material for becoming a better version of you? Knowledge, all right? Good. And who is the standard? The standard is what? The one that created you. Wow. Praise the Lord. So God wants us to be changing from glory to glory, glory to glory. He doesn't want us to remain at the same level. He wants you to become better every day, every month, every year. Become a better version of you. Everything you do, spirit, soul, body. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. So when we look into his word, he seeks us to be looking into his word so that we would be changed into that image. Okay? Say Christ is the image. Come on, say it. Say like you mean it. Christ is the image. So he says, but we all with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are what? We are changed, okay? We are metamorphosed into the same image from, come on, say I must become better every single day. Yes, so he says from glory to glory. So if I was shining at a certain level of glory yesterday, today I must shine better. I must become a better version of myself. Is somebody listening at all? So if we look at you 10 years, 5 years from now, and you are still the same, something is wrong. So he says, the more we look into the mirror of God, this glass there is mirror, which is the word of God, which gives us the knowledge we require to become a better version of ourselves. The mirror of God, the mirror. We see the glory of the Lord. Wow. And he says, we are changed. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I see somebody becoming a better version of themselves. Your amen is looking for paracetamol. So remember, the image is Christ. The image is Christ. The image is good. Somebody say, okay, if the image is Christ and I am a businessman, how was Christ doing business that when I become a very powerful businessman and I become a better version of myself, how is it aligning with the image of Christ? Let's look at this. If Jesus was a businessman, can you just imagine a man that takes 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, and multiplies it to feed over 5,000? He didn't do it once. He didn't do it twice. Let's just imagine if Jesus was doing business. What business multiplication is more than that? Okay, let's go to another one. I think you still don't want to associate business with Jesus, right? So when we say the image of Christ, you see, sometimes it's almost like, how does Christ fit into all we do? Listen, the word of God says, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made, including business. So to know Christ, you must be very successful in business if you're a businessman. Just imagine a man in a place and they say that the wine is finished. And if he had to create wine, he creates wine that was better than the wine they had before. So just imagine Jesus as a wine producer. Yeah. Do you know the wine the man will produce? Better wine. He said, no, why are you... Better wine. The man said, why have you kept the best for the last? Should I give you another example? Yes. You are still not convinced. You are still not convinced, isn't it? Just imagine Jesus as a hospital. Everybody that comes to the hospital gets healed. They don't go back with their sickness. Wow. So please, understand this. We are talking about holistic improvement, becoming a better version of you. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. And I'm talking about all three realms. How do I become a better person? You know, I could have just written yourself. I just intended to just use you. Me person is strong. Whoa. Point somebody and say, you. You. Is somebody had to. 2 Thessalonians. Let's read something there. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians, sorry, chapter 5, verse 23. So we are talking about total wholeness of you. Okay? Please, if you don't become a better version of you, you become a worse version. There is entropy at work. What is entropy? There is a program decadence. So if you don't maintain and always renew, you would grow worse in all three realms. If you like, stop bathing for 1 week. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. So to maintain yourself and be healthy, there are things you must keep doing. Compra? Okay, let's read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you. Holy. Say holy.
Holy.
Say holistic sanctification.
Holistic sanctification.
He says, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are talking about holistic improvement. All areas. No area left out. Now, understand this, that the image we are looking at is Christ. So the place of Christ in your life must be very solid. Jesus' place in your life must not be compromised. All right? So if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then you must understand that his place in your life must be solid, must not be compromised. Okay? Because you see, Christ is the one that holds everything together. So if you play with your relationship with Christ, then you will never become a better version of you. You that are in Christ. Are you in Christ? If any man be in Christ, he is a... All things are... Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God. But this one in Christ must have Christ in him so that his life will be glorious. So it is not enough just to be in Christ. You must ensure that there is the effective working of Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. What is glory? Honor, beauty, splendor, better versions all the time. When I started driving, my first car was a Toyota Highlander. 2008 model. Hey! You know, there are some people here. I'm talking about Christians. If we don't hear some of these messages, 2050, they will still be in a certain way. Though they would have changed, but you realize that what God would have really wanted them to become, they won't be there. They won't be there. By God's grace, I upgraded. Okay. I was still not satisfied. By God's grace, I upgraded again. I was still not satisfied. For your information, I'm still not satisfied. I am still not satisfied. I will upgrade again. Listen to me. Tell somebody, your worst enemy for progress is satisfaction. You say, oh, I'm okay. You shouldn't be okay. Whatever level you are, you should not be okay. There's a better version of you. There's a better version. There is what? A better version of you. So make sure Christ is intact. Christ's place in your life is intact. Remember, he's the image. We look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. All right? So when we are talking about perfection, we are looking at Jesus. And Jesus wants our lives to improve. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. I hope all the scriptures I give you, you write them down. Yes, I'm the kind of preacher that reads a lot of scriptures when I'm preaching. Because I think that scripture interprets itself. So, Ephesians 4, 23 to 24. Christ in me. Christ in me. So I cannot have Christ in me. My business is failing. Say Christ in me, the hope of glory. Where is the hope? The hope of glory, Christ in you. So if Christ is truly in you, then you must always be improving. Don't settle for anything that says that, you know, it doesn't really matter. You have to be content. I'm not content. It may sound like it's negative. I'll read to you some few things right now. Because when we say contentment, sometimes we take it out of context. Contentment, when God says be content with such things as ye have, he was speaking against covetousness, not against progress. You didn't get it. When he says be content with such things as ye have, even God, he's not content. He's not content. God is the least contented person. If you like, let me prove it to you. You think Jesus is content? Okay, look at how many people are Christians. Why shouldn't he just say it's enough? He says, everybody, go and win everybody for me. I'm still not satisfied. Purpose doesn't settle down until it is fulfilled. You can't say I'm content to have sitting now. God wants everybody saved. If God was content with just the few that have been saved, why does he want everybody saved? So understand that the principle of contentment is not to fight progress and say, oh, that's when you be a year. No. I must decide that I won't settle. So let's begin. Now, so there are some few things that we are going to be looking at. And today, I would like to talk about the principle of continuous success. Okay? The principle of continuous success. So, we are dealing with becoming a better version of you. But then we need to understand these principles so that we come to the place where we start to now discuss how do we become better versions of spirit, soul, and body. All right? But we must understand these first principles. Today, maybe I'll deal with just one. Then we'll continue next week. All right? Beautiful. Now, understand that everything that God created, including man, carries a seed of its kind. Carries what? Everything that God created carries a seed of its kind. So understand this. Everything that God created, including you, okay, carries a seed of its kind. It carries a seed of its kind, all right? Carries a seed of its kind. So God told man, be fruitful, not seedful, but be fruitful, because he placed the seed in man. Now, this seed, so there's a seed of your kind in you. So this seed is actually our potentials, okay? Our abilities, our gifts, our callings, okay? Our callings, our potentials, our gifts, okay? So everybody seated here has a special seed within himself. A seed of your kind. Understand that. Okay? And now, God wants you to multiply that seed. So whatever you carry that makes you you is elastic. You can actually become very great. Hey. So you need not be a version that cannot become all that God wants it to become. You must be all that God wants you to be. Am I communicating at all? Spirit, soul, body. There's a seed in you. This seed must be multiplied. You must become fruitful. Every one of us, our ability to identify our unique seeds is where the issue is. And sometimes when you come to a place like Black Africa, by the time you realize what you really carry, you know, has been buried, and you never realize it. So sometimes when we have subjects like this becoming a better version of you, it's almost like we are put in a box that we don't even know we. Am I communicating at all? But I tell you, after this subject, you will know you, you. And you will be very bold to become a better version of you. Ah, my God. I said you will be bold to become a better version of you. I said you will be bold to become a better version of you. Yeah. Now, every car is a car. Like brands. So if you have... Mention some of the brands. Toyota, Honda, Mercedes, Tesla, whatever. Now, all of them are cars, but they are different brands of cars. They may have similarities, but you realize that every one of them strives to bring the best of their kind. Am I communicating at all? Yeah. All fruits are fruits, but every fruit brings, okay, fruits after its kind. So what are you? What are you carrying? The more you become a better version of you, what you carry, the more you will be fruitful. Am I? Comprend? Beautiful. Beautiful. So now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. So those seeds, which are callings, our potentials, our giftings. Listen, these are the seeds of our greatness. And the more we become a better version of all of that, then we are on the road to what? So here he says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Just imagine man. Man saying that, I like the way the whales swim. I want to be a whale. There was a definite purpose. And how was that purpose going to be fulfilled? Man, identify the fruit, the seed I've placed in you. Be fruitful. Then multiply the seed. Hey. Then replenish. Make sure you are taking your kind all over, and then you will be able to subdue the other creatures. So you must believe that becoming a significant success in life is not just for a chosen few. Don't say, oh, it is these people that can be successful. These people, these people from here. No! You are carrying the seed of greatness in you. And this greatness, I said, it is the seed that he placed in you that makes you unique. Oh boy. Am I communicating at all? If you are able to pick it out and become a better version of you and strive to become better all the time, I tell you, a day is coming you realize that you have been able to overcome several things, and you have been able to maintain success at every given level, all right? Then when we point a finger at you, we'll say, look at this successful person. This person is truly great. Because when you check his track record, he has been able to really manifest what is in him and maintained his success in every area of life. Am I communicating at all? All right, so the first principle is, never be content with your current state. How do I become a better version of me? Never be content with your current state. Never be content with your current state. I told you, contentment. So, please, let's deal with this before you start to say, I am contradicting scripture. There are a lot of scriptures we can read that says that be content. But being content was so that you don't become covetous of what is for other people. Not that you are content with your state, then you stay there. I told you, even God is not content. He always wants things to get better. So, be content is a warning against covetousness, not a discouragement for progress. Listen, the moment you say, I'm okay, you never progress. You must say, I don't like this level. There's a better version, and I want that one. Am I communicating at all? So, never be content with your current state. Never, never, never. Spirit, soul, body. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Look at Jesus. So, Jesus is the image, right? Let's see if Jesus was content. I want to prove my case that even the Godhead is not content just sitting down. Sure. Huh? Wow. After this message, you go and analyze this area. I've relaxed too much. I must become better. Then you will get up. Huh? Whether you are in school, whether you are in business, whether you are whatever you are doing, there's a better version of you. I mean you, not somebody else. I mean who? Please mention your name. Mention your name. Okay. Look at this. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That means don't stay where you are. There's a race set before you. Then he tells us who we should be looking at. Go. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. Look at Jesus. He's the example. Looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our what? Look at what? Who for the joy that was set before him. When he came, he knew that the better version of him is to be sitting on a throne. So he didn't say, now that I've come on, the food here is too nice. Let me stay here and just marry and give birth and just enjoy life and just, God, look, forget about your throne. For the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured despising, and what has happened to him now? Now set at the right hand of the throne of God. You see? He didn't settle for... Oh, come on. But when he came, he saw some victories. So he could have just said, look, enough. God, enough. Cross for David. But he decided he will become better. And he will take his throne. Listen to me carefully. I said, contentment is not to discourage you from making progress. It is a warning against what? Covetousness. Am I speaking to somebody at all? Glory to Jesus. So I can read you a lot of scriptures that speaks concerning contentment. But write this down when you go and read it. Philippians chapter 4 verse 11 to 13. Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Hebrews 13, 5. Hebrews 13, 5. Have you written it? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 12. 1 Timothy 6, 6 to 12. Have you written it? Okay. All of these scriptures were written by Paul, who was telling us to be content. Let's see if Paul himself, if he was content. He was pressing so that he will get the crown. You see, he never stayed at one point. Paul said, I labored more abundantly than they all. He was always pressing. I press. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Write also that one. Let's read that one. The first ones you wrote, he speaks about you shouldn't be covetous. You should be content with such things as you have. Okay? So if I have something now, I am not envious of you. Because I will become a better version of myself and my own will come. So I don't have to be covetous. I don't have to be a libre. Hey. Huh? Do you understand? So if you see somebody driving a nice car, look, if you don't like those things, maybe I will not be your friend. Me, I like those things. They're very nice. Look, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. You must have a good car. Yes. Huh? So when you see somebody driving a good car, don't say, there was a certain woman, when he saw us driving good cars, he said, sika drone kwan. I've gone for money rituals. Can you imagine? He said, look, all these cars, our money. Whose money? Who, you and whose money? Who has taken your money? So he said, wow, this is nice. When I become a better version of myself, I'll drive this brand of car. You see, so now, you see, you are not covetous. Now, you are talking of yourself and what you will become. Am I communicating?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're reading, let's read Philippians chapter what? 3 verse 12 to 14. He says, not as though I had already attained. This is Paul. I've not gotten there yet. Either we're already perfect, but I follow after. You see? If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. All he's saying is that the standard is Christ. I've not reached there yet, but I'm pressing. I'm moving forward. Every day I'm becoming a better version of myself. Huh? You should love even changing arrangements in your own room. I didn't see faculty. It will bring freshness in your mind. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I don't know how you feel, but I'm feeling the thing. Go to the next verse, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. The next verse, verse 14, he says, I press. I push toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I tell you, you've not even built one thing and you are already satisfied. I mean, the chairman is so biased. When you're kakra tobo, look, all those statements, stop! You tell yourself, I'll be better than I am today. Am I communicating with somebody at all? Yeah. You are not saying, have you seen what this one have? I will have the same thing. No, that is wrong. That is covetousness in display. But when you tell yourself, next year by this time, I should have done this. That one, the measurement is with what is in you, not what is in somebody else. Am I communicating at all? Some of us, the courage we need is the courage to face ourselves and tell ourselves the truth. What I said is that my level is not, if be truthful to yourself, the courage to tell yourself, what level am I at now? It's a very bad level. I must change levels. Not that you are saying, have you seen this person? He's at this level. I must also get that. What is that? He's not your measurement. The measurement is Christ. And he tells you, hey, you can also get there. You can get better. You can get better. Huh? So in not being content, you must admit you have not achieved perfection. Admit it. Huh? So, admit you have not achieved perfection. All right? And there is a better version of you. A better version of you. There's a better version of you. Complacency is the formula for stagnation and self-destruction. Don't be complacent. False encouragement is very bad. You know you are not doing well. And you want us to tell you are doing well. You are not doing well. Prof, Don't be complacent. Am I talking to the children of God? I said complacency is the formula for what? Stagnation. And self-destruction. So don't be complacent. Complacency would cause you to be stagnated. So until you are dissatisfied with your current state, you can't make progress. You tell yourself, I don't like the results I'm getting. I don't like the money I'm making. I don't like it. I must change levels. I must become a better version of myself. Am I communicating? Yes. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing, after you have admitted that you have not achieved perfection and you can become a better version of yourself, the next thing you must tell yourself is, I will not compare myself with others. Sure. Don't compare yourself to others. Okay? Now, please, I want you to really pay attention to this point. A lot of people are frustrated because they are comparing themselves with others. They are not measuring themselves with what he placed in them. They are rather looking at other people. Listen, everybody is special in their own way. There's something he placed in you he didn't place in this one. You see, even animals, there are many birds. Not all birds are peacock. So just imagine the sparrow looking at the peacock and saying, hey God, how can you give somebody a big buttocks that when it opens it, it is callous. Then me. You made me this queer. All I can do is just pick some rice on the floor. Hey, let your mind be in church. Yes. People of God. Jesus never mentioned peacock's name. He mentioned sparrow. What do I want to say? It is useless comparing yourself with people or to people. The strength you need to compare yourself, rather use it to identify and discover yourself. You. Hey, I'm very unique. I thought you were going to say it too. You just check around. Everybody here has a body. Nobody has the features you have. Nobody has your thumbprint. Nobody has your smile. Is somebody listening to me at all? Look, comparison is what stirs jealousy and envy. Don't compare yourself. Don't. So, I came into the business before him, but he's making more profit than me. No. What you have to do is, I think I'm touching some people's sensitive area. The thing is that the moment you start comparing yourself, it will impede your progress. Because instead of focusing on you, you will be focusing on them. And the thing is that they may not even be looking at you. They don't even care. But you are looking at them. Listen carefully, people of God. If you came into the business, if I came into the business, well, why does he have this and I don't have that? Hey, leave that person alone. Look at you. Then assess yourself. Why am I not improving? What should I do to improve? Now, what is that person doing that I can learn? You see, now it's no comparison. Now you are identifying the difference. The difference. so that you can pick inspiration, not comparing. Look at Elder. These are handsome young men. So they are very different. You see, if he will recognize the difference, I am different. Maybe, listen carefully. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians, he says, there are many celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. He says, everybody differeth from another one in glory. Listen carefully. He says, there's one glory of the sun. Then there's one glory of the moon. Then there's one glory of the stars. Now, just imagine the moon wanting to be the sun. It can't. It was not created like that. But the moon must recognize the difference that me, my strength is that I can absorb the light of the sun. Then when it is night, me to my time come and I shine. Are you getting the point? So, the glory of the moon is different from the glory of the sun. So he shouldn't say, why did you make the sun so beautiful? Every time it is shining, look at the sun. Look at all the rays that you gave the sun. Me, you didn't give me any light. The moon says, wow, I am a wonderful body. But me, my strength is to draw. So you shine, I will draw. Then what is my time? I will shine. Are you following the thing? Simple. Instead of acknowledging our differences, we start comparing and fighting. For example, you just imagine, in every church, there can only be one son, the man of God. Anybody that tries to become son, there's friction. If, you see, there are planets that have several moons. It is only the earth that has one moon. Some of the planets have a lot of moons around them. Just imagine Venus saying, I want to be the earth. You can't be earth. Look at somebody. Have you identified you? After today, comparison. I said after today, comparison. I want us to read this. Let's read this. Just two portions of the scripture, then we are done. Okay? I pray that you will place a high demand on yourself. Yes, you. To become the better person, that better version of you. Huh? First Corinthians. Let's read it. First Corinthians. Let's read chapter 15. Let's start from verse 39. Look, if you are able to identify you, so when we finish dealing with the principles, we are going to discuss how do I identify me? How do I discover me? Because everybody here, you are unique. Now, let's read this. All flesh is not the same, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. 40. There is also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. The next verse. There is one glory of the sun and another glory. All of them have their glories. So it doesn't matter how bright the sun is. Its glory cannot overshadow the glory of the moon. Are you following what I'm saying? It's like when you are in a family. I'm giving you a simple secret, if you can get it. In every family, there may be only one Joseph. Every family. But have you seen that most of the time, the other siblings will start now fighting the Joseph because they think, instead of recognizing the difference, say, this is our Joseph. All of us, our future, our children, our food, our money, everything is in this guy. Let's make sure that this guy is well kept because he is our Joseph. They would rather want to kill him, throw him into a ditch, sell him into a... Yeah, there are some of you seated here. You are the Josephs of your family. I'm telling you. You are the Joseph. And they are refusing to recognize you. And the more they refuse, the more God also keep promoting you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Nobody can kill you. In church, I know there are people here who are siblings, okay? Siblings, siblings. Look, identify the Joseph. All of you can be Joseph. Let me catch it up. Yeah. Yeah. This is when many people miss it. Then they start to fight the Joseph. And everything is grounded. There are some of you, you can see God's light on you. Your mommy be there, what? Everything revolves up. You are the Joseph. And if you accept that, then you know that, hey, I am the sustenance of these people. I should not ignore them. I am their sustenance. And if they recognize it, the better for them. But some they don't do. They will fight you. By the time they realize Joseph is gone. And now Egyptians are enjoying. Now you have to come to Egypt. You see. One glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. I want you to read it. Everybody, let's read. One to go. For one star differed from another star in glory. So if I'm not the sun, hey, I'm the moon. If I'm not the moon, I'm twinkle, twinkle, little star. Come on. And sometimes you look at a star, and it's like, this star is very small. That star you see tiny like that is about 10, the size of the earth, 10 times. Some of them are many, many, many thousands in size than the earth. And it's a tiny little star up there. And he says, they all have their glory. People of God, comparing yourself with others will steal your glory. Learn to recognize the difference. Celebrate yourself and celebrate others. Don't compare yourself with them. Am I communicating at all? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. I pray you hear me. There's one thing God has done for me, and I think I think it's a strength. The fact is that I really don't pay attention to what people are doing. Because that's not what I am doing. Because you waste your time just looking. Some people, they are only looking at what others are doing. They never pay attention to what they are doing. Especially in this day and age. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. One popular statement I like is, what is it? Minimal. I don't know. Am I supposed to know everything? I don't know. I know about me. I don't know. Hey, what? Some people, they know how people divorce, how they get that. They know everything apart from them. They can tell you what happened in the celebrity's house. People of God, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with someone that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Comparison is not wisdom. It's an act of foolishness. Please, remember, there are unique seeds you are carrying. And the earlier you discover those seeds, which are callings, giftings, abilities, talents, those that he placed in you, that makes you unique. The earlier you discover them and focus on becoming a better version of you and not comparing yourself with others, but acknowledging the difference. How different are you from them? So that if you have to pick inspiration, you pick inspiration, not comparing yourself. Then you place a demand on you. Then see how you will become that person that God wants you to be. Listen, people of God, do you know God is not looking at your current state? He actually is focusing on what he made you to become. So just imagine, God wants you to have 89 billion in 5 years. And now you are having... I don't even know the amount of it. Abraham had no child. He called him Abraham, father of many nations. God had his eyes at the end, not at his current state. Listen, your destiny is greatness. Your destiny is greatness. Your destiny is greatness. Greatness is your destiny. And the earlier you decide to recognize it, the better. Then you push to become a better version of you. So every day as you work on you, you are on the road to greatness. Look at somebody and tell the person, you are supposed to compliment me. You are supposed to compliment. Not to compare yourself with me. Just imagine my wife. My wife compliments me. I can never be a woman. So if I start comparing myself, say, hey, look at her shoes. Hey, green, red, blue, indigo, violet. Hey, and me, I have brown, black. Wow. Are you getting what I say? Now, that is even petty. But then, I can never be a woman. But I need a woman. So that I can reproduce my seed. So I don't compare myself with her. I acknowledge the difference. So that I can take advantage of the difference and become me. Hey! Are you getting the point? Don't fight anybody. It's not necessary at all. Wherever you find yourself, and there are people just like you, identify the difference. Say, this one has something that makes him unique. I have what makes me unique. If I can get what he has to complement what I have, I'll be the best of me. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes. Husbands and wives, hey, identify the difference. There are things that your wife can do you can never do. The earlier you recognize that, the better. There are things that husbands can do. The wife can never do. Forget Beijing. Forget Beijing. Forget Beijing. That says that what a man can do, a woman can do. It is not necessary. A woman is a woman. In functionality, why does the man not have womb? The man doesn't have womb. In functionality, why does the man have a pistol and the woman has a mortar? How can you be comparing the pistol and the mortar? You don't need comparison. What do you need? What do you need? You don't need comparison. You don't need comparison. What you need
Recognize the difference. Marry the two and see reproduction. Is somebody listening? So when I look at you, what are the good things in you? Then you also look at me. What are the good things in me? Then we complement. Come on. You supply yours, I supply mine. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Then we become a best couple. Best couple. Best teams. I'm finishing. There was a wife who wanted to do everything that the husband was doing. Some. The husband wants a master's. She wants a master's. The husband wants to do that. She wants that. The husband. It got to a time. It is where she wants to live that they will live. Fight. They gave birth to two children, a boy and a girl. So much heated fights and argument because the lady doesn't recognize the man must be man. I must be woman. One time, the kids visited their grandmother. That is the man's mother. So the mother was baiting the boy. Then he said, Grandma, mommy says when I grow up, she'll buy me a gun and I'll shoot daddy. You see where the comparisons has gone to? The Bible says wherever there is envy and jealousy, there is every evil work. Every evil work. If you see people wanting to kill each other, envy, check. Why? Comparisons. When you're with you, I said, I don't know when you're with me. Yeah, come on. Hey. I rest my case today. Are you going to become a better version of you? Ask the person for me. Are you going to become a better version of you? Tell somebody you are on the road to greatness. Don't let anything stop you from becoming a better version of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every morning wake up and say, I'll become a better version of me today. Me. I'll become a better version of me today. Then you tell yourself, you mention your name. I am Godfrey Christian Apiafe. By evening, I'll be a better version of Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Are you getting what I am saying? Mention your name and let me see if you know your name. You tell yourself every morning. Then in the evening, you evaluate. Have I become better? Have I become better? What went on that was not good that I must remove? What should I add? Oh, that means tomorrow I'll be good. I'll become better. Then you take out your journal. You write the things you do that will make you better. Are you getting me? Don't go and check Facebook and compare. Hey, this guy's hair is nice. Hey. Don't put pressure on yourself. Am I communicating at all? Oh, yes. I prophesy on your life. Every day, there will be improvement. Every week, there will be improvement. Every month, there will be improvement. And every year, there will be improvement. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will fulfill the dreams God has put in your heart. The visions that God has put in your heart. The abilities he has put in your heart will find expression. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout, I am becoming a better version of myself. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. You can celebrate Jesus.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross and on the third day you were raised back to life and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.